housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Today's weather is brought to you by the Bargain Box for all of your appliance and furniture needs. Located at 1604 Military Highway in Pineville, 318-704-0020. The Bargain Box, helping your house feel like home.
This is Wade with your weather. Let's take a look at our Monday forecast. It'll be partly cloudy in Shreveport with a high at 86 and a low at 62. Much the same in Monroe with partly cloudy skies, a high temperature at 86 and a low at 60. Lake Charles will experience mostly sunny weather with a high at 85 and a low at 67. Mostly sunny in Natchez, Mississippi with a high at 85 and a low at 57. Right here in the Central City, partly cloudy conditions with a high at 86 and a low at 61. And that's a look at your Monday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily Bead of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keep the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Fanny Reed and Associate Pastor Lily Reed. And this morning, we're going to talk about authority again. We have talked about it before, but today we need to talk about it again. The Word of God say faith come by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The more we hear it, the more our faith is built up. The Word of God also said, study and show yourself approved. So we're going to have to constantly study every day and ask God for revelation, knowledge, and understanding in order for the Word to work for us. In Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. Genesis 1:26. I am going to repeat that again. Yep, it's in the Bible. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. And over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. Genesis 1:26. That's so plain. My mama them used to say, as plain as your nose is on your face. God gave us power and authority over the earth. The original plan of God was for man to exercise authority. The earth is the realm given to man to exercise authority. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth, he has given to the children of men. That's in Psalms 115 and verse 16. Psalms 115, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. Psalms 115 and 16. The earth is the realm given to man to exercise authority. God gave the earth to man as a promise for man to dominate and exercise authority. Man has authority on this earth. For this reason, no man or woman must be a victim of circumstance. You must be a victor over every circumstance. You know, God said in his word that we are victorious in him. And that brings me to another point. Amen? John, 1 John 5 and 4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcame the world. Even our faith. Let me read it again. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. God telling us right there, if you are born of God, you are overcomer. I don't care what the devil do, what he say, what he show you, how much chaos he calls. God say we are overcomers. He said we are victorious, no matter what the case might be. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. Psalms 115 and 16. The earth he has given to the children of men. He didn't say black man, white man, red man, yellow man. He said men. When he say men in the Bible, he's talking about men and women. He has given us authority over the earth. We are not made to be dominated by the earth. We are made to dominate and master the earth. You know, a lot of people don't want to read this. They don't want to hear it. And we look over it, and the devil whoops us up. But it's right here in the word. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall stand forever. He said, if the earth crumble down around you, be still and know that I'm God. God is in charge. Amen? We are made to dominate and master the earth. God gave us the earth. We need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves, stop complaining, whining, grumbling, and take charge. He didn't gave it to us. Stop looking over it like it's not there. We can skip a lot of whippings and beatings up by the devil if we take charge like God told us. We have authority over sickness, demons, death, poverty, and et cetera, the earth. He said he gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air, every creeping and crawling thing there is. I read it. It's in there. I read it with my own two eyes. Hosea 4 and 6 said, my people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. We need God and the Holy Spirit, our helper. A lot of people say, oh, we don't need the Holy Ghost. Oh, they don't know what they're talking about, that Holy Spirit. Bible says we need it. The Word of God says the Holy Ghost is a helper, is a lead, is a guide. It guides us. It teaches us. It's bring all things to you. Remember, who don't need that? I do. So if I need the Holy Spirit to guide me, give it to me. Because in this earth, we need it. Ignorance has kept a lot of people from walking in the promises of authority. Those who know do not understand or have failed to apply it. We need to rise up and confront the devil of every evil work he has been doing in our lives and our family. The devil is a thief. The Bible says he come to destroy, kill, and steal. John 10 and 10 say he came to give life, and life more abundant. We all looking past that word more. That mean more. He come to give us life, and life more abundant. Not just a little bit, more. The devil is a thief, and we have the authority over him. We need to activate it. Amen? Activate it for the glory of God. Matthew 28 and 18 said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto men in heaven and earth. All power and authority in both heaven and earth was given to Jesus. And he gave it to us because we are joint heirs with him. What he owns is ours. You know, that's good stuff. That's enough to make you want to shout and run and holler. That's enough to make you want to hold on it a little bit longer. That make you want to go a little bit further. It's in the word. Read it, read it, read it. We need to read, study, and show ourselves approved. We need to do that to help ourselves. We don't have to get beat up and run over by the enemy. We don't have to take no mess, like we used to say when we was growing up. I ain't taking no mess. We don't have to. For verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall be, whatsoever you bind on earth, you shall bind in heaven. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever, that means anything, you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18 and 18, that's written there to us because he gave us authority. If we want to know how to use the authority, read your Bible. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, teach you, direct you, and bring all things to your remembrance. You know what? You know, we as people, we go to our jobs, we work them, we do them right, we follow all the rules and regulations, and if you do that, you're considered a good worker. If you work extra harder, you get a promotion. If you learn more about the job, they put you in a higher position. It's the same way with God. The more you study, the more you learn, the further you go. The more you know, the bigger you grow. It's the same way. So if we can do it for the world system, we can sure do it for God. Because he the one made us and he know all about us. Even the very hairs that's up on our head. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. He said all souls are mine. He just lent us this little earth to live in for a little while. Amen? We need to exercise our authority and stop getting beat up by the devil. He said everything will be in Christ. Work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call a